Transparency campaigners say governments around the world need to step up and be more open about the revenue they get from their natural resources. Mining ministers from Africa and across the Asia Pacific, as well as aid groups, academics and government officials, are meeting in Sydney at Australia's Mining for Development Conference. Here's resources reporter Sue Lannan.
Around 3.5 billion people live in developing countries that are rich in natural resources, but most don't get the benefits from their nation's mining booms, as conflict and corruption often see the returns go to the powerful rather than the poor. Economist Andrew Lee is the Parliamentary Secretary to the Prime Minister.
Now, some developing countries have avoided the resource curse, but on average, the paradox holds. Natural resources generally fail to help poor countries grow rich.
Andrew Lee was speaking at Australia's Mining for Development Conference in Sydney. The conference is funded by the Australian government under its Mining for Development Initiative, which aims to help countries like Mozambique and Afghanistan develop their mining industries. Peter Baxter is the head of Australia's aid agency, AusAid.
The revenue that governments collect from taxes and royalties dwarf those from aid. In 2009, African natural resource exports were worth $246 billion.
The problem is not all governments manage their revenue from oil, gas and mining well. The Washington-based Revenue Watch Institute measures accountability in the world's resources industry. Daniel Kaufman from the Institute is attending the conference. He says the most resource-dependent regions, the Middle East and North Africa, are the least transparent. Of the 58 countries tracked, Myanmar was the most secretive about its income from resources.
What there is an enormous challenge, what we call the governance deficit. There is a lack of transparency and accountability in most countries that are rich in natural resources. But the silver lining is that there's a set of 11 countries out of the 58 which we study, which are doing relatively well.
Daniel Kaufman says East Timor and Indonesia were the most transparent countries in East Asia and the Pacific. Australia was number 4 overall behind Norway, but it also has room for improvement.
The country, Australia, has yet to join the Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative, EITI, where dozens of countries have already joined, and also they have to embark in terms of the reforms mandating companies to disclose their revenues paid to governments as a requirement for being listed in stock exchanges, just like it has just happened in the United States and now agreed by the European Union.
Ume Wainetti is a campaigner from Papua New Guinea who is directly involved with the Ok-Tedi mine. She says the needs of communities are often ignored when mining companies come to town.
Where the mines in many parts of Papua New Guinea is going to, mines are being opened, the communities are very primitive. All we know is what is around us. We survive on the environment that we have.
That's PNG campaigner Ume Wainetti ending that report by Sue Lannan.